Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion, and welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Sam Crowley, your host. Let's dive right into today's show. If things are hard or difficult right now, they are going to get better. They're going to get better. It's not some motivationally, little inspirationally thingy that we're firing out there. They're getting better. They're going to get better because you're getting stronger. You know, as the great Jim Rohn said, and I paraphrase, don't ask for your problems to go away. Ask for you to grow larger than your problems. You know, I really regret, man. All right, let's have a confessional here. On a Monday morning, the first Monday in March, by the way, 2024. Man, I'm excited. It's that time of year, gang. Spring's coming. That's another thing to be excited about here in Southwest Ohio. One of the regrets I have is spending so much time in the corporate game. And I thought that was hard. It wasn't hard. It was boring. And the reason it felt so difficult is because I was bored out of my mind. I was frustrated. I felt like a caged animal. I felt like I was built for so much more than what I was doing, you know? And I'm like, oh, this is so hard. I got to get up in the morning. I get up way earlier now than I ever. You know what time I got up today? I got up today at 3:30 in the morning. And I'm not trying to flex. You know, some people are late night people. I'm not, man. I'm in bed by 9. I mean, if my eyelids see 9 o'clock, that's a miracle, you know? But I get up at 3:30 in the morning today because it's Monday. I don't know what it is. This is another like inverted ratio type thing. When you go out on your own, Mondays are exciting. Like I go to the grocery store. I do a lot of our grocery shopping. Go and look at all the sale on steaks and all these different things. So I'm there with all the old biddies in the morning. Like it's me, you know, elbowing like I'm in a roller derby game to see who can get the clearance meat first. But It's a whole different vibe, whole different lifestyle. I'm not battling anybody. I never go to a Home Depot, a Lowe's, a grocery store, anything like that on the weekends. Never. I don't even know the last time I went to any of those places. Always go mid-morning, weekday, Home Depot and Lowe's. It's me and like all the contractors in there that are doing the jobs. And then the grocery store, there's nobody there. But Mondays just hit different when you're free. And that's a big eye-opener because I used to dread them just like maybe you do now or maybe you did. Monday's got such a bad rap. It's the start of the work week. And it's not, Monday is not the start of the work week. Sunday afternoon around 2 o'clock is the start of the work week if you're in a job, because that's when you start thinking about work the next day. In the entrepreneurial game, Monday, I like I said, 3:30, I jumped out of bed. It's not like some motivational thing. It's just the way I think now. Like I live for Mondays. I just look forward to it. I got all this work ready. I got these client calls ready, prospect calls ready, podcast I can start recording. It's awesome. But the regret I have is I spent so many years wasting my talent, just wasting away. And it's criminal, man. It is absolutely criminal. And I get it. I mean, it's a tug of war for people that are looking and say, should I quit my job? When should I quit my job? I'm not here to say to do that, man. If you did it like I did it, I think that's a little bit crazy. I mean, jumping off the cliff, building the parachute on the way down is certainly one way to get yourself motivated to figure it out on the fly. But that's not everybody's cup of tea. And if that's not yours, then you don't got to do it that way. But don't be like I was. Learn from my mistakes. If you feel like you're wasting away, like you've got this immense talent, but you're not tapping into it right now, one option is get a different job where you're recognized, where you're given purpose-driven work, and you're paid according to the value that you deliver. All right. There was one point in my career, and if you've been listening to this podcast long enough, you probably go back, I was just anti-job, anti-job, don't get a job. Well, I still think having a job is stupid from age 22 to 65. No one's ever going to convince me that the best 40-some years of your life, you're giving away to somebody else. At some point, you got to pull the ripcord and go do your own thing because you want that freedom to do the things that you've got the energy to do. I mean, we're talking about the best years of your life from your 20s through your 50s. I mean, I'll be 56 in June. I feel like I'm 26. Sometimes I act like I'm 16. I get it. But those were the best years of my life, raising our kids, being around for all that stuff, creating this thing, the EverydaySaturday.com movement and brand. So no one's ever going to convince me that you got to go to work 5 days a week and in order to ask some other adult, hey, can I leave early? My kid's got a soccer game. Can I leave early? My daughter has a dance recital. You know, asking for permission to that crap? No, no one's ever convinced me 40 years. 10 years of that stuff? Okay. 20? But when you're in your early 30s, you should start designing some sort of exit plan. And there's going to be risk. Look, there's always risk. I mean, unless you got a couple mil in your 401k and you can take a loan out against it or some crap like that, I don't know, man. I don't know what your current situation is. I know one thing. I've talked to way too many people in their 75 to 85 year old range, and none of them ever said, I wish I would have spent more time at the job. You know that drill, right? That's the deathbed regret, everybody. I wish I would have spent more time with the people I love. And they also say, hey, kid, because when you're 55 and they're 85, they call you kid. Like, hey, kid, you did the right thing. God bless you. I wish I would have done what you did. Even the guy I bought the domain from back in the day, he was in his 70s. He owned EverydaySaturday.com. I called him up, asked him for the domain. He gave it to, well, I was in bankruptcy court, by the way, when I bought that domain from him. So I sent him $100 via PayPal because I didn't have a credit card. And he said the same thing to me. He's like, Sam, I bought that domain in the late 90s because when I retired, I was going to use like make it a photo album every day is Saturday and show, you know, fishing and hunting with my buddies and things like that. But what you got, kid, you got something special there. And that promise you made to your kids that you're going to spend every day with them like it's a Saturday, I'm just going to give you the domain. I'm like, oh my God, like mind blown. It's like watching the lotto balls being drawn on television and all your numbers came up. And that's what I felt like because it was so synergistic, man. Getting every day is Saturday as a domain. Like that, it's unreal that it all came together that way. But then you look back and it's not. I mean, God had his hands all over it. And I'm not saying that God doesn't answer your prayers, but he answers my prayers. I don't know. You know, I just felt like God was walking with me at that season of my life. And that's what I felt like he was saying. He's like, Sam, I'm going to give you the opportunity. Okay, because you took the action. You're bankrupt. You're literally meeting with a trustee that's going to rip your heart out, take all your credit away, take your credit score from a 750 to a 550 overnight. You're going to be decimated. Your ego is going to be completely chopped down, which I needed, man. I needed the ego. I needed an axe taken to my ego. It was way too big. I thought I was way too good for who I was at the time. And I was humbled beyond belief. And I always need that. I think we all do, but me especially. I do not mind being humbled. Not that I'm looking forward to it, but when it happens, I'm like, yep. Yep, I needed that. I needed that. Bring it on. You know, I needed that check. So I appreciate that. Whether it's feedback from somebody else, whether it's God putting something that I thought I wanted. How many times that happened to you? I can't believe I didn't get that. And then you look back 5 years, you're like, oh, thank God I didn't get that. Thank you, God, for not giving that. You can only connect the dots looking backward. And when I connect them now, of course I got EverydayIsSaturday.com because I was crazy enough to think that I could find somebody on the internet, get their cell number, who owned it, call them, leave a voicemail passionately like I'm talking now on the podcast, and then just expect them to call me back, and it worked out. But I regret not doing that earlier. And whenever I think things are hard now, and they are, look, when you are a parent and you're a business owner, those two things alone set you up for challenges every single day of your life. But you know what? I don't have some of the challenges other parents have out there. You know what I mean? I mean, there's parents out there with some very difficult situations with their kids. And praise God, we haven't had any yet that we haven't been able to navigate, put it that way. But there's always somebody that's got a bigger challenge than you do. And if you're going through tough times, they don't last. And you're going to get so much better because you went through that season. It's not stay. You're not going to stay there. All right. You're going to move through that. And then you'll be able to connect the dots 5 years from now, looking back to see that's why. That's why I was just so gutted at that time. I didn't know why it was happening to me. Now I get it. Now I understand why. So the message today, if you're going through a challenge, hang in there, baby. Hang in there. It's going to get a lot better before it gets worse. It's going to get a lot better. It might be starting to get better now. And then you'll have another challenge. But you know what? Because you went through what you went through just now, you'll be able to deal with that. And I found that, at least in my own experience, and I can only speak from my own experience, so harvest the best, throw away the rest of what's going on with this message today, but I can only speak from my own experience that I could not operate at a higher level had I not been at that lowest point. It would have been impossible. I just think that's common sense, you know? I think you're probably nodding your head agreeing with me, right? Like, yeah, there's no way I could do better if I wasn't faced with a situation that I had to get through. And now I feel like I can handle that if and when it does happen again. None of us are out of the woods for, you know, life can change on a dime. You know, bad things happen to good people, but you can navigate those based on the struggle that you went through. So if you're in the struggle right now, hang in there, brother. Hang in there, sister. It's going to get better. It's going to get better because you're going to get better. I'll tell you what, it's not going to get better if you sit still, though. You got a bullseye on your back. You can't hit a moving target. So keep moving. All right, it will get better. I hope this message found you in a good spot, okay? I hope it planted a seed in good soil. I want to take just a second here and thank you. I don't do this nearly enough, but thank you for listening to this podcast. I may have whatever we got now, 18 years and 7,000 episodes. I don't know. I don't care. I treat everyone like it's my first, and there's always a new listener listening for the first time. And even if you're listening for the 1,000th time to this podcast, thank you. You don't know how much it means to me. The guy that started with nothing but just screaming into a microphone with not one subscriber, I don't ever want to take that ever, ever, ever take it for granted. So thank you for listening to the show. All right, gang, say it with me now. Have the best day ever. And that's a wrap. Another Everyday Saturday podcast in the books. Thanks so much for listening. Would you do your boy a favor? Would you get on iTunes or wherever you listen to the Everyday Saturday podcast and leave a rating for the show? It helps amazing people like you find the show faster. And that's what I'm looking for, amazing people like you. Hey, I'm always hanging out on the interwebs. You can check me out on Instagram at Everyday is Saturday. Let me know you're listening to the show. Love, 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 love hearing from fans of the Everyday Saturday podcast. And one last thing, when you're ready to launch, get on my calendar, go to launchwithsam.com. You and I are going to work together to set rocket fuel to your dream. Are you ready? Let's do it. I'll see you on the next Everyday is Saturday podcast.